Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
With many feedlot managers passing higher bids on Friday and fed cattle numbers likely to tighten through the balance of the month, prospects for further price strength in the country this week seem quite decent. Naysayers may understandably point to the struggling wholesale beef market that still looks pretty dead. And that, at the very least, we feel confident that asking prices will start out significantly higher, probably around 138 to 140 in our part of the country and 220 plus or higher in the north. It's all theoretical, with Monday morning activity no doubt limited to the distribution of new show lists. Now, the cash hog market's expected to reconvene today with generally steady money. Early spring numbers remain larger than expected, and that's keeping a pretty tight lid on the appreciation of live sales. This week's slaughter may be a bit smaller, about 2.14 million, but certainly not by leaps and bounds. Lean hogs should open on a mixed basis in slow volume. Now, on the grains, the soybeans were able to hold overnight gains through early this morning, despite lower trade in both corn, wheat, and energies. Gold was also higher, supported in part by a slightly lower U.S. dollar index. At the close, the winter wheat contracts were lower overnight as forecasts now call for widespread rains both in the U.S. Southern Plains and Ohio Valley. Additionally, weekly export inspections are expected to be dismal for all wheat again. On the corn, that market was lower early today though contracts were near mid-range for the overnight session. Technically, contracts may look to rejoin minor downtrends this week, with the rally in old crop may stalling at resistance near 360 and three quarters. Soybean contracts were higher early today, supported by continued light commercial buying interest. Technically, the old crop may push to a new minor high of $9.23 and three quarters on solid trade volume of 26,400 contracts. We'll check all the futures right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
At the close, April live cattle was up 195 at 134.37. The June was up 180 at 124.25. April feeder cattle up 175 at 155.90. And the May was up 305 at 152.80. May hogs were up 80 cents at 76.72. June was up 80 at 80.87. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, May was up 5 3/4 at 460, and the July was up 5 1/4 at 470 and 3/4. Chicago wheat, May was up 3 1/4 at the close, 460 1/4. July was up 2 1/4 at 466 3/4. May corn up 3/4 at 362 1/4. July was up about a penny at 365. May soy was up 12 1/4 cents at 916 3/4. July was up 12 1/4 at 925. May cotton up 60 at 60.67. July was up 52 at 60.08. And on the crude oil, May down 28, 39.44. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.